You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
With the revelation earlier this week that the U.S. president authorized U.S. military raids inside Pakistan without approval from Islamabad, the war in Afghanistan has taken a dangerous turn towards further escalation. The Canadian government continues to support the U.S. position, even though most Canadians do not. So, with federal elections coming up next month, we've invited Dave Markland of StopWar.ca to give us an update on Canada's involvement in Afghanistan. Dave Markland maintains a comprehensive blog on Afghanistan available from the Stop War website. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
So, Canada's had troops in Afghanistan for about 5 years now. How is public opinion here about our involvement evolving?
Well, mostly, I think the important part anyway for us starts in January of 2006 when we had the last election, basically. That was when Canadian forces went into Kandahar in the current sort of incarnation of it. Since that time, public opinion, Canadian public opinion, has been pretty consistently about 55% opposed and 45% in support. And that goes on today. The latest poll basically has those results. The sentiments might be stronger now toward an anti-war position. People are more passionate about an anti-war position now and less passionate about support for the war. But in general, it's about the same. It's been the same for, you know, 2.5 years now. The big story, I think, about public opinion isn't in Canada, which, like I said, has been pretty steady, is in Afghanistan, where now it's coming to light that Afghan public opinion has changed dramatically. Not only journalists and knowledgeable analysts who've said that the majority of Afghan people seem to be, you know, turning against the occupation. People like Sonali Kolhatkar, a very knowledgeable observer of the Afghan scene, she says the majority of Afghans want NATO and the U.S. troops out of their country. So it's not only knowledgeable observers and journalists who've noted that, but even a public opinion poll in Afghanistan. The Senlis Council, which has done a lot of work in Afghanistan, they have reportedly polled, done a survey in Afghanistan, and found the majority of Afghans want foreign troops out. They haven't released these poll results yet. It was part of a three-country poll. They polled in Somalia and in Iraq and in Afghanistan, the three countries, the main countries of the, you know, war on terror, and they wanted to know what locals in those countries thought. And they report that, you know, Iraq, not surprisingly, majority says, you know, troops out. Somalia, overwhelmingly so. And then, somewhat surprisingly, they say that in Afghanistan, over 60% of Afghans want foreign troops out.
And do we have a sense of why that is? I mean, did that come into the poll?
I don't think it was. Well, we don't know anything about that poll yet. They've only mentioned that one result of it.
Right.
They haven't released the poll itself. But it's easy to speculate. The Afghan press has been full of complaints, and they primarily center around civilian casualties and illegal home raids, rough treatment basically by foreign troops. Probably not surprising.
And is that information making its way into the Canadian press? Is the Canadian press including more critical stories like that now?
I think it's starting to creep in, but in general, the like I said, the opinion poll that Senlis has carried out, that's been totally unmentioned in the media so far. Maybe after it's officially released, we'll hear something about it. But so far, nobody's mentioned that.
So how do these public opinions compare with the Canadian and the U.S. plans for the war?
It seems like Obama and McCain are in basic agreement with Bush's new, new policy, which is moving into Pakistan, and also of increased, like a military expansion within Afghanistan. They want to introduce more troops, up to 10,000, I understand. Bush's recent move is said to introduce another 5,000 to Afghanistan, but that's not quite true. There's a unit of Marines that are leaving 3,400 Marines are leaving very soon. So that'll actually leave a gap of in numbers for a while until these new troops go in I think February is the plan. So as a net gain, it'll only be a little over 1,000, I believe. In any case, it's worth questioning the military surge as a tactic or as a strategy on the U.S.'s part. We have good evidence that, you know, introducing more troops isn't going to, you know, lessen the insurgency. It's not going to turn the tide in the U.S.'s favor. And a lot of analysts are saying this, too. But if you look just at Garamsar, where this Marine unit that's leaving now, where it was put in, that's in Helmand province in the south of the province. Now, they went in March or April, I believe, and reportedly they were only going to stay a few days. They were going to clear the Taliban of the area and then set up Afghan National Army and Afghan police to you know, maintain it and then move on to somewhere else. They were only going to be there a few days. Well, as it turned out, it took over a month of heavy fighting just to get them ensconced in there, these Marines, and then they've simply held that area for the last 6 months or so. And the few journalists that have reported on the matter have noted that the Marines, this is, you know, again, just in Helmand province in Garamsar district, that they're only holding an area of 20 square miles, very, very small chunk of land. And that's a whole battalion of Marines. So doing that in other parts of the country, it might result in the same thing. That is just more insurgency concentrating in that area. It's hard to tell.
What are the implications of the military expansion, the special forces raids and bombing into Afghanistan?
Well, one will be that the Taliban will likely be galvanized. In fact, not just the Taliban. Now, most analysts are talking about Taliban and allied anti-government forces. And it's entirely possible that they'll be galvanized and you know, the situation will worsen. Not only in Garamsar is it like that. Even in more northern parts of Afghanistan, insurgency seems to be rising there as well. Look at Herat province, which made the news last month when there was a big bombing by the U.S. that resulted in, now it looks like, over 90 civilian dead. And that was the one where the U.S. Totally denied that there was civilian casualties at first, and then later said, well, maybe there was 5 or 7. And then just last week, there was videotape that came out of, you know, a mosque turned into a morgue, and, you know, there's children's bodies and all this. So now the U.S. is, you know, perhaps going to admit that there was a large number of civilian casualties. And there's been there was lots of investigations before. Most people are convinced that there was a large number of civilian casualties there. But in that province, Herat province, it's mainly a Tajik province, not a Pashtun province. Yet there is even a Tajik anti-government group there, an insurgent group that is Tajik, not Pashtun. That's, if true, and if that's a trend, that you know, augurs quite badly for the U.S. project, that even non-Pashtuns are getting angry enough to support insurgency against the occupation.
Now, you spend a lot of time on this blog, and you're obviously trying to get something out there that isn't in the mainstream media. What are people getting from the mainstream media if they would just get their picture of Afghanistan from there? What would they know?
I think, you know, one of the things, anyway, that the mainstream media ignores, really, is that it's an illegal war. That's only been mentioned a couple times in the Canadian press, anyway. Michael Mandel, a very respected legal scholar in Toronto, he wrote about it a few years ago, and they carried that in the Globe and Mail. Almost no other mentions of the fact have made it into the media. Another thing that, you know, the Canadian media that it also ignores is the importance of the United States in our policies. You only have to look at a recent book by Janice Gross Stein, The Unexpected War. She's an academic in U of T. And just glance through it, and you see that in the preparations to, you know, for Canada's involvement, especially in Kandahar, that prime concern of all the decision makers was what does the U.S. want? So Department of National Defense and the military had their ideas of what their counterparts in the U.S. wanted of Canada. Department of Foreign Affairs and the diplomats and the politicians had their ideas of what the Americans wanted, but everybody wanted to somehow placate and please the Americans. In our coverage about, you know, the motivations for this, that never comes up. It's always about, you know, what does the international community want from us? That's usually how it's couched. But it looks like for people who actually make the decisions, American desires are foremost in their minds.
Yeah, and so and we just get the casualties and the information about the bodies coming home and the funerals and
right. Yeah, that's most of the coverage seems to be about that. I agree.
So, do the federal elections provide an opportunity for us to have an impact on Canada's policy in Afghanistan?
Of course, yeah, and we should be pushing. I think all of the parties, even the NDP, which has an official policy, you know, opposed to the war. They haven't been making it a major issue, and it's up to, you know, people to hold everyone's feet to the fire on that. Candidates are going to be where you live in the near future, and it'd be useful to put these questions to them, ask them about, you know, now that Afghan opinion is against us, what's your policy now? If you can't hide behind the initial support, which the invasion did have, now that that's gone, what's the justification?
So you're suggesting that people go and to their candidate meetings and ask candidates?
Sure, put it right to them. Yeah. Put it right to them.
And we'll recommend people go to your blog to find out information
right.
to do that.
Stopwarblog.blogspot.com.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Dave.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
I've been speaking with Dave Markland. He maintains the stopwar.ca blog on the NATO occupation of Afghanistan, and you can find a link to that blog at the top of the stopwar.ca webpage, or you can find it from the Red Eye website.